Good evening. Lovely to be here again. How many of you kind of sneaked in the last show? It's okay, I'm not going to tell tales. That's okay, so you're all new. Well, as you know, this band, I've been together a long time, and it's been a long time coming, and of course on the 29th of March in New York at the Barclay, they're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. So, and apparently there's still some tickets left. If you want to go and sort of cheer them on the night, that would be great. But in the meantime, if you could give a wonderful pre-induction welcome to the Zombies.
Somebody help me. Such an honour for us to be here to play for you tonight. I'd like to say a special thank you to all the cruisers who voted for us in the fan vote. Without you, we wouldn't be being inducted on the 29th of March. So I just want to give, on behalf of all of us, a most sincere thank you to all of you. You were absolutely fantastic. The Zombies have been playing for over 50 years! And we're gonna play you tunes from way back before any of you were born. Right up to some quite recent ones. Some big hits and some really, really obscure tunes. So obscure, even the band don't know them. So it's gonna be a really lively evening tonight. This next tune was written by Chris White, the original bass player in the Zombies. It's a zombie tune. We, in our own wisdom, made it a B-side, and a band called People, an American band, made this an A-side. Actually got into the top three for them. Yeah. It's only a B-side for us. So hopefully you'll know this tune. You might know it by them. Or you might know it by us. Hooray! I would suggest any men in the audience, please don't try and sing the high bits with me. It's very uncomfortable. It's a song called I Love You! We'll be right back.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, we absolutely, honestly do love playing any or all of the old stuff. We really do. We still get off on it. But always within the context of knowing that we're constantly making new albums and recording new material and getting the creative buzz that you do out of making new material, and the same joy out of working a musical idea up, and you know, that's something which is really essential to us. So we'd love to play a couple of songs now from an album we made in late 2015. It's called Still Got That Hunger, and I just have to thank you. And I have to tell you that we were knocked out because we were on tour in America, and we actually got a phone call from Billboard. It was very sweet of them to do this. And they phoned up and said, we just wanted you to know that for the first time in 50 years, as the Zombies, you've got an album in the top 100 album sales charts. So we would love to do just a couple of songs now from that album. The first one's called Moving On, and the second one's called Edge of the Rainbow. So I hope you enjoy these two.
Down, say,
long, lonely road. Seems like nothing is able to lie below. From the edge of the rainbow, you see the light shining through.
You know, in 1967, we made an album called Odyssey and Oracle. And it's an album with a very strange story to it, because it came out and then 18 months later, we had a number one single in the States. Actually, strangely enough, it was March the 29th, 1969, which is 50 years to the day to when we're going to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's really, really strange. But we'd moved on by the time the single came out, and the album got some great reviews, but it didn't sell anywhere when it first came out. So we split up, and nothing happened to the album. Even with a number one single, the album just sold bits and pieces. But about 10 years later, 10 to 12 years later, the first guy I ever remember really talking about it was Paul Weller in the UK, who was and is a very, very big star over there. And he said it was his favourite album of all time.
And that's something he said this year as well, because I did a couple of tracks on his new album with him, and he said it at the same time this year. He said the same thing, that it was still his favourite album. And then after that, iconic figures like Tom Petty and Dave Grohl, but also many young independent bands have constantly said how much they like the album. It made the top 100 albums of all time in Rolling Stone, and it sells more every year now than when it first came out. So, very strange story. We'd love to do just a little mini set of Obviously an Oracle for you now. And we're going to start off with the first track on the album, and this is Care of Cell 44. Woo!
Yeah.
It took a long time to
Thank you very much. Well, in this little mini set of Odyssey and Oracle, just two more songs. The first one is the one they let me sing on the album, which is I Want Her, She Wants Me, and then we're going to do Time of the Season. So.
Thank you.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Who's show you what you need to know.
Tell it to me slowly. Tell me what I really want to know. Sunshine of the season for love.
Oh,
You know, when as soon as we broke up for that first incarnation in 67, I went away and formed a band called Argent. And actually, Chris White, original bass player in The Zombies, was a silent member in Argent with me. He co-wrote and co-produced everything. We also formed a production company, and we recorded, we produced Colin on his first album, which is a beautiful album called 1 Year. And so Chris was very involved in everything that was going on at the time. And actually, even though we put our joint names on all the songs, Chris actually wrote most of this next song. I mean, I got involved with the arrangement, etc., but the guitar riff and the melody was Chris's. And this is a song which I'm sure you'll know, and I really hope you sing along in the choruses with this, but I just want to remind you of the correct words. It's actually, "Hold your head up, woman." So if you'll join in with us, that'd be great. And this mic is going down. Well, thank you very much. For the last song we're going to do, the very first song we ever recorded, way back in 1964, and this is a song called She's Not There. And for this particular song, we would, just in honour of you guys, Colin said it already, I know, but in honour of you guys giving so much relentless voting, and I know it was a lot of the guys that are on the ship, for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for which we're so grateful. We're going to bring on Hugh Grundy and Chris White to do She's Not There.
Thank you. good song. You may know this by other people. This has been covered by many bands, but it's been better by none. It was written, arranged, and recorded originally by Argent. So if you know the words to this song, it's one of the great rock and roll albums. So please, please sing along. God gave rock and roll to you!
Thank you.
have been fantastic. Thank you very much.